Throughout the 80s, Jason Ringgenberg pioneered the fusion of punk rock and country as frontman for the Country Hall of Fame band Jason and the Scorchers. Today, he's inspiring children to appreciate nature through song as Farmer Jason. His family music recordings have won major awards from Disney, Parents' Choice, the Los Angeles Times, and more. His most recent CD is titled Nature Jams, out on the My Kazoo label. Jason spoke with me about it by phone from his farm in Bonacqua, Tennessee, just west of Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, I have a song that I wrote about bayous, and I'm wondering if maybe you could sing it with me and maybe play a little accordion, too, because you're a great accordion player.
Oh, Jason, that would be so much fun. I'd love to do that.
Let's have to it right now, then.
Allons.
Dire Dement on a track here, and well, she sounds like she's done this sort of work before. What a nice introduction, and the tune's a real journey. Lots of styles.
Yeah, she's, you know... Iris is one of the finest singers of our generation in the Americana world, without a doubt. And, yeah, she nailed it.
Prairie Riddle, see if you can guess the answers fast and true. Make your mind work like a plow. Prairie Riddles, guess them now.
You guys have a great vocal harmony throughout that, too, I got to say. Really nice blending of colors again.
Yeah, she's a good harmony singer. I mean, it was... She did the harmony part, and, you know, it's a deceptively difficult harmony part for her to do on that one. She did an excellent job.
And a little storytelling coming up next with Buffalo or Bison and Webb Wilder, and hilarious, a real poetic ode to Buffalo or Bison.
Yeah, Webb just did that on the spot. I said, man, it'd really be cool to have you just kind of go off on one of your Webb, you know, rants, which he does. And, you know, he called me back 15 minutes later with it all done.
Shaggy beasts who love to feast on grass that they are grazing. They chew their cud, I tell you, but grazing doesn't faze them. They'll munch a bunch for snacks and lunch, then have some more for dinner. They went green before it was keen. They're eco-friendly winners. Cows and bulls.
I'm a huge Victor Wooten fan, and you all have collaborated in the past. What a funky intro. No place like the woods. And a great interest to some wonderful storytelling.
Yeah, Victor's he's a great talent. There's no question about that. And, you know, we're actually friends. Our families are friends. So it was a fun thing to do with Victor and his kids.
Hello there, everybody. Mr. Wooten is my name. I'm a friend of Farmer Jason, so listen close to what I'm saying. I'm going to take you on a journey, one you'll never regret, to a magical place, a place you'll never forget. It's called the woods.
The woods?
That's right, the woods. Put on your jackets and lace up your shoes. We're going to take a little...
The Moose Lives Where with Todd Snyder and Joe Nesbo and Take 13. A hilarious look back and forth between you and Todd. I can hear the smile in your voice in that one.
Well, with Todd, I definitely didn't and never script that one. You just get in there and see what happens with Todd Snyder. Stuff just happens around him, and that was one of those things that just happened. He was brilliant.
And it just so happens I have a song about a moose right here in my pocket.
That's just too crazy.
This is just
too
wild.
Crazy. What's this, a microphone?
Wow. We're ready to rock.
I have a feeling I know what's about to happen.
Well, let's sing a song right now called The Moose Lives Where. The moose likes to live where the water runs cold.
Like Montana or Minnesota.
Former Jason and the Scorchers frontman Jason Ringgenberg. He's also Farmer Jason. We've been sampling from his most recent family music CD, Nature Jams, out on the My Kazoo label. At the end of this month, Farmer Jason returns to the Carolinas with a live performance in Lenoir, North Carolina, on January 31st in the J.E. Broyhill Civic Center. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.